Until 2016, Jennifer Rollison had never heard of PFAS. As a mother and lifelong Newburgh resident, she was mostly concerned with lead contamination at her children's school, or the seemingly never-ending list of pollution issues in the Hudson River. But while attending a political rally almost 8 years ago, Rollison found out her community's water source, Washington Lake, was contaminated with a group of chemicals called PFAS, widely known as forever chemicals.
At the beginning, obviously, there was just like the puzzling, what is it? And then it was sort of like, well, what does this mean? You know, as a parent, I think, and especially as a mother, you know, you're carrying a baby and it's sort of like every move or decision you make somehow is impacting your kid. It almost makes you automatically like guilt-ridden. Eat that processed meat or cheese? If the food's not organic, if I have the munchies and need a McDonald's chicken nugget, you know, what's that? Am I setting them up for failure? But then to kind of realize like something as basic as water could ultimately impact them, you just kind of wonder, you look at them growing up and you wonder any little hiccups or things that are coming out and you go, well, is this having to do with that? Or is it personality? Is it, you know, his medical history of the family? You know, but if your family's been living here for decades, is it really a hereditary ailment or is it actually an environmental ailment?
It's estimated that half of public water systems in the country have PFAS contamination. In New York State, PFAS contamination has been found in several communities, including Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and Newburgh. Last year, Radio Catskill investigated PFAS contamination at Sullivan County International Airport. Across the country, advocates and experts alike are warning of the dangerous effects of PFAS and pushing for urgent regulatory action. Shannon Roback, the science director at Riverkeeper, explains why PFAS chemicals are so problematic.
It's a family of chemicals, and they are in this sort of category of something we would call a persistent pollutant, which just means that they are very difficult to biodegrade. And because of that, they are difficult to remove from the environment once they are released into the environment, which inevitably happens with chemicals as they make their way into consumer products, either as part of the waste stream during manufacture or as they break down in landfills. And so this family of chemicals, they have a similar chemical structure, a chain of carbons with a fluorine atom, and different number of carbons make different types of PFAS. But basically what they all have in common are that they are pretty good at repelling water. And so that property has made them very useful in certain consumer products like Teflon, nonstick pans, Scotch Guard and other water repellent sprays, in fabrics that need to be water repellent, in firefighting foams. So they've been really widely used in consumer products. I mean, even food packaging, where you're trying to like line paper so that, you know, the paper doesn't degrade when your food is wet. So they've been kind of like this miracle of chemistry, you know, before we understood the negative health effects was great because we could use it in all kinds of consumer products. But unfortunately, we now know that different chemicals in this family can cause reproductive health effects. They can cause cancer. They can cause liver toxicity. They can cause things like high cholesterol. So there's really a number of different negative health outcomes associated with exposure to these chemicals. And they're at this point, because they don't break down in the environment and because they've been so widely used in consumer products, they're just kind of everywhere.
In Newburgh, the PFAS contamination in Washington Lake stemmed from a firefighting foam spill at the Stewart Air National Guard base. Since contamination was discovered in 2016, a series of investigations at the base have been ongoing. But Newburgh residents have seen little to no action. The city switched to the Catskill Aqueduct as its main water source, the same water source that serves New York City. But Rollison says it's not a permanent solution.
I'm also involved with the National PFAS Coalition. So I'm in circles with other impacted communities around the nation. And you'll find that it's a very unbalanced, unfair way in which communities can all be facing the same thing from the same culprit, which may be military or industrial. And yet our outcomes are totally different because of resources or just how a state regulates. And I always say and feel this, that thank God I'm living in New York, because at least, you know, it's not everything, but we definitely are above some other states in the idea of like protecting our residents. And so I argue about, you know, right now the Stewart Air Force Base is filtering water that goes through their system because they're trying to reduce the contamination going off base. And my thing to them is, well, what is happening to the media that you're collecting, the PFAS that's collected in these filters? And they ship them off to another state. I don't know if consciously, you know, I can know that contamination that we've already been exposed to should just be shipped off and burned somewhere else for another community to bear, which is probably darker and poorer than ours and has little say just because their government, their state reps don't feel it's an issue.
To really get to the root of the issue, Roback says stricter regulation is needed. Otherwise, PFAS will keep being produced. In February, lawmakers and advocates gathered at the state capitol in Albany to call for state legislation to control harmful PFAS chemicals. Without these stricter regulations, advocates warn the public health consequences will only get worse.
We really have to get at the source and prevent these chemicals from being used in products, because if we try to just focus on improving drinking water treatment plants and wastewater treatment plants, improving that infrastructure, it's really, really expensive and it doesn't work as well as just not putting those things into products and into the economy in the first place.
To fight for the well-being of her community, Rollison joined the Newburgh Clean Water Project, a coalition of Newburgh residents advocating for long-term access to clean drinking water and health resources for those who have been impacted by PFAS contamination.
I may not be able to physically fix the problem out there where it's contaminated, but if no one's persistent and loud and making space for themselves in these forums, we soon become forgotten. It becomes a science project for engineers and for, you know, the health regulators. It doesn't become about the people who are actually impacted.
That was Jennifer Rollison and Shannon Roback on PFAS contamination in Newburgh, New York. In Liberty, I'm Marin Scotton for Radio Catskill.